T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
He played well for us. I think he did a good job for us. It was good for him to get in there and, you know, get his shoes dirty a little bit, let him go play and cover some people. So I think it was valuable for us that he got in there and got some time.
He played calm. His eye discipline was pretty good overall, which in the past I thought was a concern when I first came in and evaluated him. And I thought he was much better in that area. I think he was a lot better technique-wise than he had been.
Fan time is 3:47. Time to visit House of 1,000 Beers. Locations in Wexford, New Kensington, the home of the best Reuben sandwiches in town, with former Pitt All-American Dorn Dickerson, who will have plenty of Pitt analysis coming up in 15 minutes with Panther Game Day, Bob Pompiani and Paul Zeiss, a Friday night game between Pitt and Syracuse here on The Fan. Dorn brought to you by Mike's Beer Bar. Mike's always has at least 50 local area beers on tap. That was Keith Butler and Terrell Austin heaping praise on Artie Burns, who was given a game ball after the Steelers' victory in L.A. Coaches singing the praises of Burns. Ed Bouchette writes today that Bud Dupree is now part of a Killer Bees on defense, even through Mark Barron in there for good measure, which I was incensed by. But we've got, hey, they say you're only as strong as your weakest link. Well, some of these weak links are getting some credit today. So if those guys who have been picked on for years are starting to pick up the slack, how far can this defense take the Steelers?
I think really far. And you have a guy like Artie Burns now. I mean, now you can count on him. He doesn't need to be a starter, obviously. I mean, but now you can count on him to go in there and make plays. That's just a very huge confidence booster for a player that has been in the dumps for, 2 years now. And, you know, now he has a chance to go in there and compete. So I do think the defense is on their way to something. Now it's getting the other pieces together. It's getting the offense, getting Mason back, and I guess
letting Mason throw a ball more than 4 yards in the air
and let him throw down the field. I mean, it's going to take some time, but I mean, they do have a chance, which is crazy.
So when it comes to Artie Burns specifically, I thought he played okay. I feel like the degree to which he acquitted himself well or wasn't noticed or didn't get picked on is a commentary more on the guys in front of him being much better and putting pressure on Rivers and doing their job, way more than Artie Burns singularly being awesome in coverage. A guy who I thought was great in coverage, Cam Sutton.
Oh.
There's a guy making actual plays on the football when it's getting thrown at him. Artie Burns, it was more like, all right, the front seven have pressured Rivers enough that he can't even get his feet set to throw it to whoever Artie Burns is supposed to be covering. It's positive, yeah, but I don't know if it's directly on the player himself so much as it is on his teammates.
It was like, Artie, don't lose.
Well, yeah, it was no, already, can you hold up for two and a half seconds here?
Because right.
We're going to get home on this
right,
guy.
Right, Cam Sutton was like, all right, you're going to go out there and make some plays.
You actually have to, you're going to get tested, and we think you can pass. Mm-hmm. It's very different for me.
I was thinking about this formula, like teams that are built almost entirely on defense with quarterbacks that are not franchise quarterbacks, and I'm not dumb enough to think that the Steelers can be the 2000 Ravens. I don't think that Mason Rudolph's going to go to Disney World like Trent Dilfer did and win a championship. But I also see what the Panthers are doing and the Saints with backup quarterbacks. And so I've got to find some kind of happy medium there for expectations the rest of the way. You know what I thought about? I came back to, maybe it's because I had the NFL Network on, because let's face it, I'm in a sex-free zone right now, so it's not like I need to put any kind of Barry White on or anything on TV to try to get my significant other in the mood. So, thinking about NFL films, I was watching some of that last night.
What, John Facenda doesn't get things in the mood?
Can't get enough of your love, baby.
So, I was thinking about this. Why can't the Steelers be this team? Why can't they be the 1989 Steelers? memorable for this. Don't roll your eyes at me, Chris.
I will roll my eyes clear out of my head if I need to.
Chuck Knoll's last good season.
51-3 to the Browns in the opener. Started poorly. Rallied and went 9-7. Made the playoffs.
Beat Jerry Glanville and the Oilers in Houston.
Gowie Anderson in the overtime period.
Bobby Brister at quarterback. Merrill Hodge at running back. Lewis Lips. That was not an offensive team. They had Rod Woodson in Carnell Lake in Greg Lloyd, and that's what they did. They were one of the best defenses in the league, and they had one of the worst offenses or a lower-tier offense. And there is, I think, for the most part, with very rare exception, a ceiling on how far those teams can go. But that team went 9-7 and won a playoff game with a Hall of Fame coach or a Super Bowl-winning coach. This team has a Super Bowl-winning coach who cut his teeth on defense. So they should be able to go 9-7 and win a playoff game. And if they don't, then I'm going to criticize Mike Tomlin and the Steelers organization for it.
So you've set the terms based on what happened in 1989. Even though in 1989 it was like Ron Earhart, 3 yards in a cloud of dust, was practically revolutionary. Even though now quarterback play is more important than at any time in the NFL's history. Suddenly, if their defense can't pull that kind of rabbit out of the hat week after week while Mason Rudolph is operating a pop gun offense, It's Mike Tomlin's fault.
I'm saying if Blake Bortles can come in here and win a playoff game.
Jacksonville's defense was a stacked defense. This one's not
there
yet.
Why can't the Steelers defense get to that point, Chris?
This defense has not played enough great games to even put them in Jacksonville's
class. Not
yet,
but why are you already putting a limit to what they can do?
I think that they can get there.
Thank you.
And you know the reason why? I feel like they're raw. I mean, in some aspects.
They haven't even scratched the surface, Doran.
They have not. They haven't. I mean, Bud Dupree is playing at a somewhat high level.
Can't you see?
You know that the defense is going to play.
Everything comes back around. What was old is new again.
When you say Bud Dupree is playing at a high level, I want to go and like, no.
Is he not, though?
He's playing much better than I thought he would.
Maybe history repeats itself. They go to Houston. Houston wins the AFC South. They go there. Bill O'Brien thinks he's got the greatest quarterback in the league. The Steelers pull an upset and then get to a divisional round. I'm just saying, Marcus Mariota, Ken Wisenhunt, Tennessee won a playoff game in Kansas City. Crazier things can happen. Have happened. Like the 1989 Steelers, I think this team can be a throwback team like that one. That's the standard I'm holding them to.
Get me
to 9 wins.
This is all a very...
Is that asking too much, 9 wins? If look me in the eye, Doran, and say, you're an idiot for thinking this team can win 9 games. Go ahead.
I believe that they can win 9 games. Like, I'm almost for certain.
Chris, call me an idiot. I've been called worse today. Go ahead. Say I'm an idiot for saying...
You, sir, are a loser. Goodbye.
I think you have set in your mind a number that is reachable but unlikely.
Yeah.
And that you have dictated the next set of terms by which you will hold Mike Tomlin's feet to the fire, whether it is fair in anyone else's mind but your own. That is what I think.
Pitt-Syracuse coming up 3 hours from now on 93.7 The Fan. We've got...
And a clammy, miserable Carrier Dome, a balmy 77.
How long will it take into the pregame show for Zeiss to tell a story about getting a speeding ticket on his way to cover a Pitt-Syracuse game?
Does he step right
into the batter's box and that's his first swing?
Breezewood, mile marker 161.
I wonder if Bob alley-oops him for that. I wonder if Bob sets him up for
I mean, you've got a chance.
Yeah, you can put it on a tee for him, Doran.
I don't know if I would want to hear that. I don't want to hear that right now.
How are those trips up to Syracuse, Paul? You
can play Chris Paul to his DeAndre Jordan. He's running the floor, getting rewarded as a big man.
You can play his Connor McDavid to James Neal. Put one right there for him to score a goal.
Craig wasn't paying attention for that one. It was lost.
Fan weather brought to you. My wife's texting me. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevy. Route 19 in the South Hills. Check out great incentives on existing 2019s and the all-new 2020s. Panther game day is next with Doran Dickerson. Thanks for joining us again, Doran. I don't know if the next show will be as much fun. Don't know if there will be talk of celibacy.
I mean, if your wife just texted you, maybe she heard you talking about NFL films and it's going to be a good text.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.